again when we start. Just for today, a recommendation. You don't have to do it, but I'm going to be giving every family a handout, one per family, and it might be easier if you all sat together as a family, mom and children together, and you can all look at this. We won't spend much time on it, but just so you can all see it together. It's a suggestion. Okay. How about if the oldest in each family that's in this room, the oldest in each family, come up and get one of these handouts. Just take one right here. Take one. Just take one. You're welcome. Okay, before we pray, we'll have some announcements. Make sure everybody's here. Announcement regarding Father Marks, our pastor. Two things that I can tell you. Number one, this afternoon, he's going to have an MRI on his back. His back is really curved, okay? It's not good. It's bone rubbing on bone. It's giving him pain in his legs, okay? He does have these special shoes. One sole is like so big, all right? Because one leg is longer than the other, and perhaps the reason for that is this back problem, okay? So he's gonna have an MRI at his doctor's request. So that's this afternoon. And then next Tuesday, the 16th, he's going to see his doctor in Los Angeles to get an overall evaluation. You know, the doctor wants to see the results of the MRI, plus everything else that he knows, and we'll see what's next, whether there's going to be any surgeries or what's going to happen. Okay? We don't know. So that next Tuesday, he'll find out. And regarding the sacraments here, we had tons of confessions the week before Christmas, largely thanks to Father Marks. And because I was able to be here the following Sunday after Christmas, the Holy Family, I was here the whole day. So between three of us priests, we heard 9.5 hours of confessions just on Sunday. And that's not counting breaks. That's just pure confessions. And that's not counting Saturday evening, another hour of confessions. Okay, so we had a white Christmas, another white Christmas here at the parish. At the Abbey, there's not much news. We have 85 of us Norbertines, about 50 priests, about 35 seminarians. So 85 of us. And you, if you were at my Mass, you may have heard that there were four men that joined our community in August. And two are from our parish, Basil Inman and Gregory Kobo. Okay, so Gregory's, so those four on the 24th of December in the morning, those four got the Norbertine white habit and they got a religious name. Okay. So Gregory is now able and Basil is Athanasius. Okay? It's not likely you're going to get your first pick anymore. All right? All the good, a lot of the good names are gone. All right? So, 85 of us with a different name. Okay. And, let's see, was it last Thursday and Friday, I wasn't here. Normally I'm here now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But all of us Norbertines had to be at the Abbey on Thursday and Friday. And this happens every Thursday, Friday after Christmas. We have what's called ongoing formation for all the pre-seminarians. And we, so on Thursday, we have one speaker, and then on Friday, another speaker. For Thursday, the speaker spoke about mercy and forgiveness. And I was pleased that what he was telling us, a crash course, it's what I'm teaching. Okay, so I was pleased with that. And then on Friday, we had a woman who started Rachel's Vineyard. I didn't know much about it. I seen, you know, there's going to be Rachel Vineyard retreats here and there. But she told us about it. And she told us about trauma and like the having an abortion is a traumatic event and what happens, you know, when you have trauma and in other kinds of trauma. Okay, so that was enriching. And so what I heard about Rachel's Vineyard was really beautiful. How to help people be healed from the trauma of abortion and from other traumas. And how they present the gospel. It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful for healing. And then those who experience healing, many of them want to give back. And so they become part of Rachel's Vineyard. They go out giving retreats. And this is happening around the world, okay? Like 500,000 volunteers, started by one woman, who I think in college was thinking of getting into artwork, or doing something artsy. And then she just got reoriented I think it started with getting involved with the pro-life movement and then seeing so much trauma amongst the women who had abortions and so learning about trauma and then getting a bigger picture of it, I think that's what helped get her into starting Rachel's Vineyard. Okay, so I can recommend that. So two excellent speakers. Really, really good. Well, I don't have anything much to say about myself. There's nothing that's standing out. I'm in good health. I'm still, you know, congested, but that's allergies, okay? So you're not going to get any disease from me. Right. Yeah, but thank you for your Christmas cards. I have a little area in my room where I see all the Christmas cards anytime I'm in my room, and they'll be up until Lent, right? So it'll be a way to think of you. Okay, now the exams, the results of the exams that you took just before Christmas. Okay, so I'll stop with number four and work up to number one. Number four, the fourth longest test was Peter. Now, I'm just going by memory. It was 4 minutes and 40 seconds, about. Okay, so good job. And then third place was Joseph. And again, this is by memory. This was 5 minutes and a half. Is that it? And in third place, Teresa Esther, 6 minutes and 10 seconds. And then the top one, just off the chart, John Paul with 18 total minutes. Yes, nonstop. Nonstop. The fastest, I think, was Teresa. She just 100 miles per hour. And the Bear Brothers, you know, they pretty much monopolize everything else. So, congratulations. I was happy. Just about everybody got an A or an A+. Okay, I don't grave on, you know, an average, you know. If you got an A+, you deserve an A+, okay? So I don't have a problem giving everybody A's. Okay, you deserve that. You worked for that. All right. Any other announcements that need to be made? Any parents or no? Okay. Let's stand and pray for the Pope's attention. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Heavenly Father, we pray for Pope Francis's intention for January, that Christians and other religious minorities in Asian countries may be able to practice their faith in full freedom. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So, if the oldest in each family who's in this classroom did not get one of these, come up right now and get one. You all got one. Okay, good. So, we're going to get an overview of this. Here we go. Come up here and get one of these. You'll find out. Go sit down. Yeah. All right, first semester, we did it. We're not going to do it again. The first semester was on mercy, right?
Sir.
Why mercy? I thought this was supposed to be a year on forgiveness. Because the definition of forgiveness has to do with mercy. So you first have to understand mercy before you understand forgiveness. So we spent a whole semester on one word. Why? Why have a whole year on forgiveness? It started with something personal, okay? I was very much in need of forgiveness. I didn't know it for quite a while. I had a lot of anger. And it was coming out in bad ways, all right? And independently of that, not realizing there is a real connection, but as a seminarian, I was asking people, what is forgiveness? And I thought it would be a pretty simple answer, but I started realizing that people were really having a hard time trying to tell me what forgiveness is. They might start off kind of confidently, and then I would question it, and then they were not clear, they were confused, and they realized they didn't really know what it was, including priests and ministers, okay? So, oh my goodness, I'm starting to realize this is a problem. And as a priest, having asked hundreds of people individually in the confessional, I've come to see this is a universal problem. It's not just me. All right? This is a general problem. People not knowing what forgiveness is, not knowing how to forgive. Okay? So it took me years to get to this, a lot of years. Once I thought I was getting a handle on it, something new would come. and I'd have to reshift everything. And it just kept happening over and over until I came to a point where I was thinking of writing a book. I think there is a book out there. I have to read it. But if that book is what I'm saying, I'd rather not write a book. I'll write it if it's needed, but I'd rather do something else than write a book. So I'm zealous in presenting this. This means a lot to me personally, and I know it's very much needed. Okay. So we talked about mercy. We divided it into three parts. Okay. How I came up with the definition. What are my sources? In the Old Testament, New Testament, tradition, and then what's the what are the different parts of the definition, an explanation of each part, and then putting it all together back. And you all had to know the definition for the test, what mercy is, and then there were three classes on miscellaneous information. Okay, all having to do with mercy. So that was last semester. This semester, we're going to get into forgiveness. Okay. And one way of seeing the overall picture for this semester is not what you have on the handout. Okay, that's divided into weeks. There's another division, and that's what's up on the board. Okay, you can divide it into two parts. This second semester can be divided between weeks 1 and 8, what forgiveness is, and then the second part, weeks, it's really 9 to 14, how to forgive, and then week 15 has to do with a different question. But I just threw it in. Okay, so how to forgive. And you can see on the various weeks, each of these hows, how can I forgive, it either starts with the letter, with a word that starts with an A or a B or a C or a D. You see that on your handout? Okay, so that's a gimmick. It's a way of remembering how to forgive. Right. And then what you have on your handout is another way to divide the second semester according to weeks. This is parts, this is weeks. So we have 19 weeks. The first semester was 15 weeks, so it's longer. And it goes from today, January 11th, to May 31st. There's 2 weeks where we have no class. That's Holy Week and Easter Week. Okay. The exam will be the week before this. Okay, so we'll be all done by the end of May, the last day of May. The week before that, we have the second semester exam. What you all have to know is the definition of forgiveness. For the first semester, you had to know the definition of mercy. This semester, you have to know this. Mercy, forgiveness is being merciful toward the one who hurt me. Or hurt you. Okay. To be merciful. So you got to know what mercy is. If you know what mercy is, you're there. You pretty much have the answer to what forgiveness is. It's a type of mercy. There's, remember I talked about the bodily mercies, the psychological mercies, the spiritual mercies. Well, this is a spiritual mercy. Okay? Mercy towards the person who hurt me. Being merciful to, showing mercy. A mercy within and mercy without. Okay? So that's it. So it'll be good to go over that definition from time to time. Make sure you know it. It'd be good if that's the first thing you say on your exam, but you all got to say that for your exam. You have to tell me what forgiveness is. Give me the definition. Okay. And this semester, I plan to be done within an hour. Okay. These are going to be shorter classes. They won't be so long. Oh, and what's going to be new? Did you notice on the handout what's new regarding this year? I never finished the reviews. The first semester, we had 13 actual classes, and I only got up to like week 10 reviewing. I didn't finish that. So it would be worse this semester if I just had one day to review. I'd get up to like maybe week 10, and then there would still be 6 more weeks that I would not have reviewed. So we're going to take that a little more relaxed this time around. We'll have 2 classes to review. That way we'll get it in. We'll get it in at maybe a little slower pace. We'll get the whole review of the semester in. Okay, the class will go for an hour and 40 minutes or whatever it would otherwise go. Okay, so any other questions? Okay, this will be the shortest class of the semester. Right. Next week will be one of the more important classes. What forgiveness is not. This is a huge problem. Our society is giving 2 answers. Mostly it's the first answer. And both of them are quite deficient, and I'll explain why. Why those can't be what forgiveness is. Okay, remember last semester we had false mercy? Okay, well this will be something like it next week regarding forgiveness. Okay. Don't get sucked into what our society thinks forgiveness is. It's not only secular, it's very much deficient. It's, well, I'll say it next week. It's like a body without a heart. That's how bad it is. It's leaving out what's essential to forgiveness. Okay, so you don't want to miss that. Well, you're going to be able to go and get other schoolwork done today, huh? Uh-huh. Let's stand and pray. I think this is our fastest class. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless our second semester. May it be grace-filled. May we learn what forgiveness is and how to forgive. And so be able to actually forgive those who harm us in imitation of your Son, Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.